Iodine, not news, with Neil and Jonas.
Money, 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 money.
Money!
Welcome, everybody, to Papaya 9, not news. We got the whole crew here. Jonas. Jonas, you're here. I'm Neil. We got Alan Santiago on the produce, on the ones and twos.
Here we go.
By the way, this is going to be my thing. I'm going to start putting on glasses when we start.
Yeah.
make it look like we're going to talk about something serious.
Yeah, you look like you have an announcement.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
What did you, discover something about the asshole or something?
No. I don't know, man. I discovered Nazis. Nazis
you
are back.
Discovered them?
Yes. They're real. They're still real Nazis out there.
Oh, yeah, man. I don't know if you're the first to discover that.
Well, it turns out, they don't kill black people. So these new ones. The new ones don't kill black people.
I'm sure Nazis don't have a problem killing black people, though.
Well, you know, actually, I don't think they
It's not in their doctrine, though.
I don't think they killed black people at all. I don't think they did.
What? You know what? Yeah, Nazis and KKK get conflated a lot, too.
Right.
So I think when you say Nazi in like an American sense, I also think KKK.
Really? You intertwined that. The media got to you, dog.
In the
the media, Twitter got to you, dog.
Joe, it's like, I've been studying these motherfuckers. I got a research grant.
They got to
look
you,
at the dog. Glasses.
They got to.
Oh, my God.
You won't get me.
So you...
You hear me?
So that's how we like to start every episode, you know. Talk to the KKK, you know, get them in. I'm sorry, not the KKK, the Nazis. Separate from the KKK.
Oh, yeah. Man.
But they got to get together, man. It's the time to unite. Like, you know, they're both fledgling groups.
Oh, yes.
You know.
Man, you know, I don't know. You know, Trump denounced it, so they gotta stand down.
Yeah.
He actually denounced it.
He finally denounced it on the town hall.
He goes, here we go again.
He goes, are you really? He got so like somebody, like when you just are a child.
Right.
And somebody's making you apologize for something.
God,
if we're going to do this right now.
Right now.
I get your goldfish, okay? It's not hard.
No,
man.
Not at all, man. But it was, you know what, man? He is entertaining.
Entertaining as fuck.
You know,
I've never questioned that.
And I think Joe Biden is going to be just as entertaining. Joe is entertaining too.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't want Joe to be entertaining.
Really?
I want him to just be a fucking steady politician. Yeah. Stop.
You need a boring.
Just
really?
Boring. We got to go boring now.
The guy who sniffs women's hair? Word. Guys, we're in for another wild ride, guys.
Dude, Joe Biden is like, my favorite thing is when Joe Biden, Joe Biden, like is ever talking to a black person. Mm-hmm. That's the funniest thing because he kind of gets this like,
really?
He kind of gets this, this like thing about him. Yeah, man. Yeah.
Yeah, like he gets a little bit of rhythm.
Yeah, yeah.
He gets a little bit of rhythm.
Let's have a little fun. You
right,
know?
A little strut.
Yeah. This kid at Joe Biden's town hall was just like, you know, what are you going to do for the Black Lives Matter movement? What do you have to say to get young black voters excited?
Right.
And he goes, well, you know, as my good friend John Lewis once said, the most important thing you can do is vote. And he's just he kind of has this thing, and it's fun, it's nice.
Yeah.
But it's also like this weird, old thing.
Trying. A lot of compensation.
The trying. And it's
you know.
And it's like Trump overcompensates the most.
Absolutely. I don't think he overcompensates. I just don't think he tries at all. I don't think he tries compensating for anything, dude.
I think he's overcompensating.
You think so?
I think he's like super hurt. I think he was super hurt as a child. He's just super a lot of pain. You know,
he might be super hurt again. People are pissed.
Dude,
I was like,
oh my God, you know what he's gonna do? Is like if he loses, he's gonna buy an island.
Yeah,
he's gonna be in debt.
Well, that's the question: can he live in America after this? That's the question: can he live in America?
Well, he gets all. Don't all presidents get that Secret Service like treatment
life.
For
yeah.
life?
They do get it for life. Yeah,
I feel sorry for those motherfuckers. Yeah, dude. The Secret Service that have to protect Trump for the rest of his life?
Dude, Obama still has this detail.
Oh, yeah. Dude, the Obama guys are probably hang, man.
They don't mess around.
You know? They Trump, it's around. Like, I gotta die for this? Die for this? This guy's like, drinking Trulies.
Dude, it's nuts. It's nuts. Even his kids too, man. Oh, but man. So are they over COVID?
Are the kids over COVID? The whole Melania family? And I guess Melania and Baron still might have symptoms.
Okay.
What do you think?
I don't know. I think, you know, he's cool with just spreading around the Covies.
He doesn't give a fuck. He was talking, dude, he was talking about, like, kissing people on the mouth and
yeah,
shit.
I saw that.
In Florida.
In Florida. You know, which is, he can do it, too. That's the problem. That's the problem. Like, he said that it was awful. Yeah.
Dude, you know, some Florida moms were for sure like, right. Oh, he smiles so radiant.
Dude, they're all huggers. They're all huggers down there, just like me.
Florida people?
Yeah, we're huggers, man.
Yeah, it's not the right time for that. not the right time for that.
No mask.
Also
either.
Weird for a guy who's like been definitely has sexually assaulted people. To be like, yeah, just go and kiss around. I just kiss everyone. All right, bro.
No, we'll wait and see. We're going to wait and see what happens. Yeah. You know, yeah. Kissing babies.
He's going to go out like Scarface. There's no doubt.
Do you think so?
Damn.
They're going to have to force him out of there, huh?
They're going to force him out.
The Secret Service is going to be knocking at the door. He's like powder on his desk. You're not going to get me. You're not going to get me.
I was like strewn McDonald's wrappers.
Oh,
everywhere.
My gosh, dog. They're going to have to. That's going to be
Melania's
epic.
Just sobbing in the corner. They keep talking about Baron Trump, the son, like the youngest son. Melania yeah. and Trump's one child, mm-hmm. Baron. What do you make of this kid? I mean, he's a teen. I just wonder, like, what his life is as a teen.
I think Baron
but also
is
like,
just a weird name.
What? Yeah, there's that.
Baron is just weird.
Baron is what Trump wanted Melania to be after that first kid.
He came out. He was like, never again.
We're gonna build a wall around this uterus. Red Baron pizza.
Oh man. Red Baron. You know, it's still out there.
Red Baron pizza?
It's still out there.
Proud sponsor.
Still out there.
Red
still
Baron
out there.
Man, flying.
Still edible.
Flying, man. Oven you know, pizza, man.
Yeah, they did something with the dough so it doesn't give you diarrhea anymore. So it just
they messed with the diarrhea formula.
Right, you can digest it now.
Wow.
So you know it's good. I think.
Yeah, I think I saw that on the box. Now less diarrhea.
Less diarrhea. Red man on a scarf. The guy's scarf. He's got doo doo on it. Now with less.
30% less.
30% less.
They should do that for milk now. Like I feel like a lot of people get diarrhea from milk.
People just, man, so many alternatives.
Oh, my God. What is your, diarrhea gives one a really interesting mindset.
Very humbling
experience. You're really, you're super humbled, and you're super, like, kind of, like, fight or flight mode.
Right, right.
Like, I don't know, it just becomes hoarse, like, with blinders up on the side.
Right.
Just nothing else exists.
Well, your mentality changes. You're just trying to survive. It's all you're trying to do. You're just trying to make it through this. Dude, and you just tune everything else out.
Your fucking sister calls you, like, not now!
So, Doug, it's so bad.
Dude, it's really. And the worst part about diarrhea is that you have to actively relax.
You have to.
While trying to, like, actively not explode. Dude, it's a wild trip, man.
Your mind is racing, too. Like, you hate the experience. You're thinking about, like, how it caught. Like, you're tracking everything you ate.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, you're doing all the math.
Yeah, yeah. You have this wisdom about it all of a sudden. Right. It's like, it must have been the sour cream.
Right. You know, man. It's very, very interesting, man.
It's nothing like that diarrhea.
Dude, it's bad when I get it, man.
Yeah.
You know, first of all.
I imagine you're a bigger fella. That must be just an absolute train wreck for the city.
First of all.
If like, the plumbers come over like the murder scene. Like it's CSI. Looks like there was a struggle. This man's shit. The pipes are backed up all the way to Pasadena.
Man.
I'm sorry. Go ahead. Tell me.
It's okay. Okay. It's, first of all, whenever I get it, when I get the first feel of the runs. Mm-hmm. First of all, everything stops. I'm calling off work. If I'm at work, I'm leaving work. Everything stops. Wow. Everything stops. Yeah. We're not doing the podcast. Right. I'm calling Neil. Hey, man, we're not doing this today.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? We got to stay home. Drinking lots of fluids.
Dude, and that's the one excuse you can give to somebody where, like, no one's going to question you.
Nobody. You Nobody. Know? I think by law, they have to let you go if you have diarrhea.
Yeah.
I think there's a law. There's a law.
If you're under arrest, you're like, oh.
Yeah.
Son, yeah. You know why I pulled you over? You have diarrhea everywhere.
That's why you pulled him over?
Bladder lives matter. You know?
That's why you pull it over. I don't know,
man. Look, we're just going. Okay, this is just a podcast.
Google what my friend heard us and was looking up diarrhea conditions.
Was it really?
Yes.
Oh my god.
Trying to see where it is. You don't just pulled up all these conditions. I got irritable bowel syndrome.
Dude, you have some. I guess before we move off the subject of,
I guess we should
maybe offer some solutions if somebody is listening to this currently in diarrhea.
So here's the thing. Here's the thing about diarrhea, right? Mm. Staying in the house, I just catch up on a lot of TV.
Keep it in the house,
right? You stay in the house, catch up on a lot of TV.
Because that's the thing people don't tell you about diarrhea. It's a whole day.
Yes,
diarrhea is like is like a. It's like you're going to Ojai.
Absolutely.
Okay. You can't exactly have stuff to do later.
Yeah. You got to cancel everything. Mm-hmm. So mm-hmm. You just kind of dig up into your shows. And actually, one of my favorite diarrhea shows is coming back. Dexter's coming back.
That's a different type of diarrhea. Diarrhea of the guts.
Did you ever watch Dexter?
No, I never saw it.
Okay. Alan, were
never
you
really
into
intrigued
it?
Me.
No, I never saw it.
Okay. All right.
It's about a guy who murders it, but he's like a scientist about it, right?
Yeah, he's like a scientist. You know, it's Michael C. Hall. It's this really, really good actor. Mm-hmm. But, you know, this guy can't get casted as anything else. He was just so scary. And that happens. That happens to people.
The mic up.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry. Yeah. He got typecast, man.
Yeah.
And I honestly, I think, as far as diarrhea goes, a good tip is to drink a lot of water.
Right.
Drink a lot of water.
What's your diarrhea show?
My show? I don't usually get in the TV spirit. mine's more like, I wonder if there's a God. I'm like man in the cave. You know that theory of Plato?
Right.
Plato's theory is a man in the cave where it's like he sees the sun.
Mm-hmm.
That it's just my asshole. It's just diarrhea all over it.
Ooh.
And I'm just trying to figure out the meaning of all of it.
So,
I have an existential crisis when I have diarrhea.
So when you have diarrhea outside your diarrhea, you don't do anything. You don't watch TV in between.
No, I'm just trying to pack my gut with nutrients.
Okay.
You know, there's a little bit of denial in there too.
Yeah, for sure. You're fighting it. You're fighting it. You can't fight it. You have to submit to it.
I need to submit. You're right.
You have to submit. Don't fight it. Get some wet wipes. Yeah. It's going to be a long day.
Yeah.
You know what I said? Alan, you got a diarrhea binge show?
No show. I'm in the same with Neo. Or
really?
Like, yeah. You start feeling it, and you're like, man. And then you're in denial. You're like, this is not happening. I could probably fight this.
Yeah.
You know, and all of a sudden, you have to accept fate.
Yes.
Right.
And the then fate just, of it. I'm like, Neo, I just have to drink a bunch of stuff. And
right.
Disappointed.
Yeah.
When you feel that wetness, you know it's real, dog.
Oh, my God, man. Yeah. There's a rhythm to diarrhea that.
For sure.
It's its own music. You know, of any of the shits.
Yeah.
Diarrhea
sure.
is its own. It's like a drum line.
You know? Dude, this is exactly what they turn into listen to. This is exactly it.
The news.
Oh, yeah. And they learned
right.
a lot.
That's right.
A lot.
Not news is what you get. Put not news in the damn tagline. This is what you get, man.
No, this is the health section.
This is the health and wellness section of the show. So that's Wait. This week is diarrhea. Next week we'll talk about. You grabbed my nipple, bro. What's going on, man?
I just realized something.
What happened?
Wait, isn't your dad a gastroenterologist?
No, he's not. No. He's not, but that was tight.
Really?
The way you did that was like.
He's a pilot.
He's, yeah.
Oh, did you not want that on there?
My dad runs an adoption service for puppies.
Neil was like, no.
Pilot? No, but I don't know. No. Why? Why do you think?
That's what you told me.
That's not what I. Why would I ever tell you that? Why did I make that up?
It was a really.
That's it. Can we just bring it up right now? Because I'm feeling it. Jonas doesn't know how to spell my name. This is really what we need to talk about. Jonas doesn't know how to spell my fucking name. And he's trying to blame his phone.
No.
Awesome Android phone
it
that
was,
everybody should
it
use.
Spell check.
Doesn't even know your fucking friend's
it was
name.
Spell check.
Oh my God.
It
you,
was
if
spell
my name
check.
Is a contact in your phone, there's no spell check that's going to be done.
Listen, I'm gonna show you right. Okay, I'm gonna show you right now.
Oh
look what happens
God,
when I type.
Man, he's gonna
Neil. Look, okay.
I just can't believe we've known each other. How long have we known each other?
Look, look. When I type Neil, this is the first thing that comes up. The white Neil.
What's the middle one? What's the middle one?
Okay, Neil.
N E E L.
Neil, if I'm texting, you think I'm gonna stop and pick the middle one? I'm just gonna
wow.
press send.
So considerate, man. So considerate,
Neil.
Bro. That it, man.
Neil.
You know, Jonas, I just gotta say, I expect that from all my white friends.
Wow.
But.
Yeah, because your
and,
white
and substitute teachers.
Yeah, because your white friend's name would probably be spelled Neil. N-E-A-L. But yours is N-E-E-L.
Yeah, man.
And that's it. It was an accident. But auto spell just knows the white name.
I don't buy your. I don't buy it. I don't buy it, man.
Alan doesn't make sense.
Alan is the impartial.
Right.
You know? You guys. Not for how long you've known Neil. You should have spelled it with two E's.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. I do the swipe texting. I do the swipe texting.
No, man.
Look, I don't type. I do the
Are
swipe.
Are you telling me you're texting more white Neils than brown ones?
Tell the truth, Jonas. How many white Neils you got in those DMs, bro? How many white nails?
Yeah, I didn't want it to come out like this.
Jonas, you want to go up? You want to go up to Monterey for the weekend? We're gonna have scallops.
You're the only meal in my life, dog.
Oh, well, so, all right. It's a lovely way to show it.
For real, you're the only meal in my life, dog.
Wow. Listen, man, I'm upset now, and I'm gonna live in that.
Right.
But I'll let it go.
Did we work through this?
I'll let it go. We'll see, man.
Wow.
No, we'll let it go. We'll
okay.
Go. Listen,
okay.
this was the conflict resolution part of the show.
Yeah.
This is where something we don't see every day.
Right. This could have been a phone conversation.
No. This needed to happen on here. This needed to happen here in this space. because, if not here, then what is sacred? This is sacred ground.
Yeah. It's Switzerland.
This is the Switzerland ground.
Yeah.
See, if I called you on the phone about it, I'd be crying right now. I'd be crying. I'd be too hurt about it. Way too hurt about it. Way too hurt. So, you know.
No, man, having worked that out.
We don't see conflict. Yeah.
You know, I'm a great friend.
Jonas is a great friend. You know. Never doubted that.
Yeah.
Never doubted that. But, my God, man. Golly.
I mean, what am I supposed to, you know. Alan's name is spelled with what? One L?
Yeah. Alan has an unusual Alan spelling.
Yeah.
And you spell that shit right.
Yeah, but look, when I'm texting, it's gonna do the two L's. By nature, it's gonna do the two L's.
I would love to see this. Go ahead. Let's swipe it. Let's see.
This. First of all, hold on. Watch. It's two L's. Look. Okay, you know what?
Exposed.
You know, exposed.
Dude, you know, Chris Hansen's gonna come out here. Jonas.
He comes out from under the table.
What have you been doing? How many white Neils do you have?
Okay.
Yeah, you're gonna bring out the white Neils.
Literally all the suggestions were just the one with the one L. All the suggestions were just A-L-A-N.
A-L-E-N? This isn't even a spelling of Alan. Oh, man.
And then the next one was just Ellen.
Oh, my God, man. Wait, we haven't talked about the Ellen DeGeneres show. Because you didn't you submit a writing packet to that show?
Mm-hmm.
Did you ever hear back from them?
Nope.
Oh, man.
Nope.
Man.
I don't feel so bad right now, though.
You're so bad right now. You'd have been in the middle of it.
Man.
Man.
Yeah, she's like yelling at, I guess she's yelling at people.
Dude, if she did do that, if she did do that. You know, come on, guys.
It's
like that would not bother me personally.
Yeah,
I'm dead to stuff like that.
Right.
So it's just, you know, it is what it is.
I wonder if it hits different when it's like a celebrity like Ellen.
What do you mean, like it hurts more?
Yeah, maybe like people that work for her really like her,
mm-hmm.
and they admire her, and then they tell she tells them like, "You ain't shit," and then she like spins and dances away or whatever.
Right, right, right.
Maybe that just sucks. Maybe they respect her.
Yeah, I guess I don't know, man. It's weird for me because it's like I've been to her studio, and it's just such a well-run, well-oiled.
Dude, and maybe that's how you get
operation. And there's like different people all the time running through it, and it doesn't scare. It's like it's really fascinating.
Yeah,
you know, like Steve Harvey's studio, like was like another one. Like he was this dude, like he bends his knees, and like someone comes with a chair. It's like the smoothest thing.
Wow.
He just strolls out on stage. Someone has a vest waiting for him. Wow. They like slide it off. Dude, you're just watching him like in person. Like you're just watching him like float around the stage.
Wow.
And
wow.
like and everyone knows what to do. And then I remember like after the taping, I pulled aside one of the associates. I'm like, hey man, you know, because I spoke with Steve and he was just serious the whole conversation. And I was like, hey, do you guys ever crack jokes with him? And he goes, nobody talks to master like that. And it was just like, people are scared, dog. People are scared of him.
Call him master?
Yeah, they call him master, dog. People are scared of him.
Damn.
They're just scared.
Wow.
But I love it. I love it. Like, yeah. just white kids petrified of Steve.
Oh, it's all white kids.
Yeah, just like petrified of him. I'm like, good. Good. This is great.
I mean, that's kind of dope.
Yeah, dude.
Just white. I didn't know it was white kids. If it's white kids, that's fine.
White kids.
I don't know why that makes it better for me, but them calling a black man master is,
yeah,
that's okay with me.
Really paid off.
Yeah.
It really paid off.
And listen, the show's great.
Great show.
They do a good job.
Great show. The
off-takes. Well-run machine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, he talks to the women in between the commercial breaks.
Sure.
So much more differently than he does. He's so fed up.
Right.
They're asking the same questions.
Man, I wonder how you ask for that stuff.
What do you mean?
Like, if you're Steve Harvey, how do you ask? Like, all right, so when I bend my knees, I just want a chair to be
How does
there.
That conversation
Like, how like? Do you bring that up?
Right. I want to know, like, damn, that's a good question.
Yeah.
Do you know?
Is he just a chair boy?
Right. Imagine you being the intern and they're like, they're just giving you the rundown.
Oh my God, dude.
Yeah, dude. That guy, man, he just floats, man.
And he's like, it's going to put this on my resume.
Dude, yeah. This was when he had the show and then he was doing like Family Feud. So like the CBS studio was right there.
Oh, he would just go down the road?
Right. So he would tape this. Hardworking dude. He taped two shows there and then go right across the street to Fairfax, the CBS on Fairfax.
Dude, that's probably why all of Family Feud, he's just like exhausted.
Dude, he's just running through.
He's just exacerbated.
Wow. But then like at the commercial breaks, like the people dressing him for the next show come out with the suits. So he's like picking the suits for the next show while he's like, it's truly fascinating to watch.
Do they do with his head? Do they like have a powder and like... Because he's bald, right?
Yeah, he's bald. He's bald.
He's bald for sure.
He's bald.
They got to do something. Like, what do they do makeup-wise for the head?
I don't...
Does he have, like,
every guy
polish?
Has their own regimen, for sure, you know? But it's something ultra-rich, though. It's something... Yeah, yeah, yeah. Because black men can't use razors like that.
Right.
No razor bumps.
Mm-hmm. It's got to be, like, Cambodian bamboo.
That mustache wax. Is sexy in real life.
Damn.
Yeah.
You found it sexy?
Yeah, I found it a little sexy. I hate mustaches.
Yeah.
What?
Mustache is hard to carry.
You know,
I mean, Alan has a mustache.
Oh, shit. I always be talking like Alan not here. Oh, shit.
Yeah, Alan's reaction was, aw.
He went, aw. Oh, damn. My fault, Alan. Damn, dog.
Oh, my God.
I'm just a big fan of go all in or go home. It's either beard or nothing. Alan, why don't you grow a beard? Like, what's going on?
I can't.
He can't grow one, man.
Can't grow
Neither
hair
can
on the
Steve.
Side.
No, but your mustache is rich, though.
Yeah, thank you.
Walking back on it. You hate mustaches.
So wait, you can't have a Neil thing going on here?
Yeah. Nah, man.
Because when I had my beard was thicker than Neil's for a while there.
You had 1 week where it was, and then I said never again. And then you shaved, which I think was because of work, not because you were scared.
That was part of it, but also you kind of cheated. You juiced.
I didn't juice.
You realize we're losing.
I'm not using the Harvey stuff, man. I'm not juicing my beard.
You put a little something on there.
You have to put oil, otherwise your skin, you get acne underneath your beard.
Yeah, you do.
You do have to oil. So that's not juicing. That's just common hygiene.
Okay. I was also learning it was like maintenance too. Like you need a brush for it.
Oh, I got a brush. Yeah.
Yeah. I think it was you or someone. When someone told me, "Oh, you need a brush for it," I was like, "All right, we can shave this." I wasn't.
Oh man, dude, the brush is fun.
Really?
Yeah, beard brush is fun because it's like a nervous tick, you know.
And Alan, would you grow a beard?
Yeah, if I could.
It's like what a dog feels like, I'm sure. Yeah, man. What's the mustache? Mm-hmm. You just trim it, right?
Yeah.
Trim on the sides.
Yeah. Talking about shaving, man, didn't someone have to do that to get into a certain program?
Brings us to our first not news story of the evening. Yes, speaking of shaving. So this is interesting. I somebody had brought this up to me because we were talking about the movie Soul Brother. which I have yet to see, but they brought up Soul Brother to bring up Mindy Kaling's brother, Vijay Chokal Ingam. I have to say it like that because if I tried to do it with my Iowa voice, right, it would come out sounding ignorant. So
how does Mindy get Kaling and this guy gets Cunnilingus?
His last name, Vijay Cunnilingus. I don't know. Kaling must have chosen.
Okay.
To be Mindy Kaling. I don't know. Wow.
Interesting.
What do I know? But anyway, so Mindy Kaling's brother and I. You guys did you know about this prior to?
I didn't.
Did you know about this, Alan?
No.
Okay, so I didn't know about this either. Mm-hmm. Mindy Kaling's brother.
Mm-hmm. Is this a thing like the Indian community you kind of know about?
No, I didn't know about it.
Oh wow.
I don't know about it. Maybe I'm not. Maybe I'm not. Maybe the Indian community knows about this.
Okay.
Indian community. Avid fans of this podcast, the Indian community.
Oh, absolutely. Shout out to them. We love them.
We love the Indian community.
We love them. I love them.
But maybe they know of this. Mindy Kaling's brother mm-hmm. Faked being black to get into medical school.
Mm-hmm.
Brilliant. you say brilliant?
Brilliant.
And it is low-key like an amazing heist. A bit? He Rachel Dolezal'd from an Indian.
Right.
He Dolezal'd into the black. And it's, I mean, he shaved his head down.
Yeah.
He trimmed his, quote, long Indian eyelashes. And I'm going to be honest, dude, he looks black.
He passes.
He looks black.
He passes.
And that's the thing. I don't think any Indian could do that.
Mm. Yeah. And I think there's a lot of superficial features the blacks and the brown share.
For sure, dude.
You know, there's a lot of, you know, the gold chain.
The gold chain.
That's a staple. That doesn't go anywhere.
The gold chain every...
Absolutely.
Yo, that is... every Indian gets a gold chain gifted from their grandmother.
For real?
Oh, yeah, as far as I know. Gosh. Just me. That's the only way I've ever gotten a gold chain is from my grandma bestowing it on me.
Well, your grandma actually gave you one?
Oh, yeah.
I just
don't wear it.
At what age was she 12. Like, it's time?
That's the thing. You can't be 12 and have a chain. It's just your neck's too thin, bro. And it's like way too thick. Oh, my God, dude. Indians and chains, too. Do you know about Gwindians?
No. What are Gwindians?
Do you know about Gwindians, Alan?
No.
Gwindians are Guido Indians. It's a real group of people. There's Indians that like wear like 2006, like East Side Boys,
oh,
like
wow.
Fashion.
Oh, wow.
But have like Gwindian, like Indian, like.
Oh, like they gel the hair.
Yeah, they
yes,
gel the hair
I've
up.
I've seen this.
So it's like Guido, but they also have like this like old like street, like black street culture. Like
yes, they have
fashion.
A lot of them in the Bollywood movies.
And then their names are fucking Hari, Hari Ram, you know, fucking Vijay Choko.
Yeah.
it's such a weird intersection of all these cultures.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of crossover.
Yeah,
and
there is.
So Vijay saw an opportunity. And here's the real thing, right? Mm-hmm. Vijay is too dumb to be a doctor. This is why he had to pretend to be black. Because he got a 3.1 GPA. Mm-hmm. Huge disappointment.
Right.
31 on his MCAT. I mean, that you're banished to a cave, you know,
right.
With those types of scores, right? So he decided to... He frames it in this way. He wrote a book about it. He frames it in this way of like, I was trying to point out the hypocrisy of affirmative action.
Yeah.
Right? Which you can make the argument he did do that.
Well, how far did he go along in the program?
2 years and then he dropped out.
Oh, he dropped
out. He dropped out.
He dropped out?
And I don't know why he dropped out, but maybe because somebody was like, hey, man, you're not black. I want to know if he said the N-word. That's really what I want to know. If he said it, maybe like whispered it.
You think?
I hope he didn't.
I hope he tried to. I mean, you had the freedom. You had the freedom. Did he change his name at all?
So he started going by JoJo, which is his middle name, apparently.
Okay.
But he joined Organization for Black Students. Like,
damn, he changed president,
right?
He really went all the way, and he got an interview. Like, and so he ended up going to the Washington St. Louis University med school, and then he dropped out. But it's interesting because it's like, you know, the woke kind of thing is like, you know, he poses a black person and his standards to get in were lower. And like, that's fucked crazy. Up. It should be the same standard for everybody.
Right. Because if he graduates by default, I have to support him. You know what I'm saying? I don't want a dumbass doctor just because he's black. You know what I'm saying? So yeah, that is kind of weird. So, I mean, just because he had the lower scores, but just because he was black, he got in the program.
That's kind of the argument.
Right.
Yeah. But, you know, the university said, you know, we let him in on his credentials. But if he was going by VJ Chocolingam and he had the 3.1 and the 31 and the MCAT, I don't think he gets in, man. Maybe he gets in.
Well, I mean,
I guess we really don't know.
Dude, I don't know, dude. The standards for Indians are like high, though.
It is high, but is it also like a perceived standard?
Yes, it is. It is a perceived standard.
So,
first of all, you got to put it into perspective.
Okay.
How many brown students were already accepted into the program?
I don't know.
Like a lot.
Probably a lot, yeah.
Yeah. You know, and so among that group, you got to be like the best of the best.
Right. Right.
You understand? So it's like, for sure, this guy, VJ, was not cutting it with these scores.
Mm-mm. Mm. You know? Not with that hair.
Right.
Yeah.
So, and they do have to do like a certain amount of people too for every program. So,
you know what?
It's weird.
Yeah, right. And programs, institutions have their own like quotas.
Right.
Things to match. I think it's interesting also in these like two side-by-side pictures, and hopefully Kyle can put the pictures up.
Absolutely.
He looks lighter when he transformed. into a black guy.
So yeah, so was he
was considerably darker as an Indian.
Right. So it's like it looks like he was living in India and then moved to America. Like, I don't that's
yeah, this is what he looks like with AC.
Right.
Yeah, he wasn't applying to med school, he was applying to housing.
He just wanted to be Sadat.
Oh, man. But yeah, I mean, I don't know why it mattered. I just noticed it just now. I was like, that is weird. He looks lighter.
One of the most fascinating things ever, man. So all through my undergrad, I did like a lot of like medical research and stuff like that, helping students get like their PhDs, helping them conduct studies so they can get their research and their dissertation, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I spent about like a month and a half at Mechanical Agricultural School, like a historically black HBCU school, at their medical research. So I was at FAMU, Florida A&M University in Tallahassee. That's where T-Pain went to school, for people who don't know. And it's a historically black college. Beyonce used the band Dancers in her Coachella performance.
From that school?
Yeah, it's lit. So one of their hardest struggles is like they had to pick a certain amount of white people. And like that was their whole thing. Like they spent the whole year. It's like, we got all these white people. They told us we got to get 5, but we're only going to take 2.
Wow.
And it was just like, dude, like these things. And then the white people that did get in were scared shitless. They got It was insane, dog. Like, first of all, you know, if a white person goes to an A&M, it wasn't their first choice. This was just like,
and if it was their first choice, it's a little weird too, right?
I mean, it is. They're looking for something.
I feel like if you're a white person at HBCU, you gotta lean in,
dog. You have to.
You gotta wear the kente cloth. Dog, gotta,
it's survival. Gotta,
yeah, for real. Start playing the drums.
I loved how they greeted them. They had like. You know, first of all, FAMU had like the most brilliant minds, like all from all over the world at their institution.
Mm. Were there a lot of Indians at HBCUs?
There are a lot of Indians at HBCUs.
Maybe the whole school is just a bunch of Indians pretending to be. A la Howard. That's what I heard.
HBCUs, Hindu Bombay, Calcutta.
His class picture shows you him with dreads on, like. Oh my god!
Oh, dude,
that's great.
Yeah, yeah. Instead of
listen, man, you gotta get it how you live, baby.
The curries, man.
You gotta get it how you live, baby.
That's so funny, man.
Man, I respect the hustle,
dude.
I respect it. I respect a good shice, man. Man, man. Oh man,
dude. Yeah, Indians really occupy this weird gray space in America between like black and white culture, which are the two dominant ones, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And it's so odd. Like this dude can pretend to turn black and it can work, and then also like Dinesh D'Souza can like love white supremacy,
right.
And support that Nikki Haley, you know,
right.
There's a group called Hindus for Trump.
Really?
Yeah. Which never made any sense to me.
Doesn't the president of India like Trump?
Oh yeah, they're buds.
Yeah,
yeah, they're both nationalists and shit.
I saw a picture of them like hugging each other, and I was like, it looked genuine.
Yeah, well,
it looked
like
a genuine.
Indians are huggers, you know. That's the
for
thing.
Sure.
That's the thing.
Indians are huggers.
They are, you know.
Dog, you give great hugs, by the way.
Thanks, man.
Just want the listeners to know that.
It's really nice, man.
Yeah.
Maybe we could have put that in our wellness section. But that's really nice, man. I wanted to tell you this. I'm a Japanese person posing as an Indian. Oh my god, man! It's Japanese give great hugs.
Watch us lose all the followers. All the follows.
Yeah, we were in for one clip.
Absolutely.
And we're out. But, you know, I think, like, you know, if there are people out there, you know, like, hey, can I get in on my own merit? Or, like, should I have to change who I am to try again? The answer is this. You're probably not following the right path. Switch. Pivot.
Switch, yeah.
Just pivot. Just keep pivoting.
Yeah.
The end of society is near. Get in where you fit in.
Right.
And if VJ needs to go by JoJo and have a Caesar cut.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, fuck, well, man.
You know what?
It
also speaks to, you know, the craftiness. To even be able to think that way is like a survival kind of thing.
Mm.
You know, I think that's how, you know, you integrate into societies. Like, you gotta force yourself in. Mm-hmm. Indians don't take no for an answer. They just don't take
That's
no.
That's so true.
They
really.
They don't take no, you know.
Indians keep coming back for more.
Right.
Punch in the mouth and they fucking just, yeah.
Right.
Yeah, there is something beautiful about that.
Dude, yeah, and it's smart.
You ever haggle, you ever go back to Haiti and like just haggle?
Absolutely.
Haggling in like foreign countries is
absolutely
the best.
Absolutely.
In India, there's a standard. Like, if you don't haggle, everyone's like, you're disappointed. They're disappointed in you. It's like, I don't want to sell this to you for 400.
Right.
I want to.
But there's also this thing with like, I'll haggle, and then at the end of it, I'll just give them the full thing they wanted.
Wow.
Because I just feel so bad. Like, they need it. You know? And I'm also like really fat, which is makes you a target in third world countries.
Oh, wow.
It makes you a target. Being fat makes you a target.
Wow. So they're still operating like fat means like wealthy.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It means you're eating their food. That's what it means, Doug.
Oh.
If he has enough to afford the food,
yeah,
he can buy this finger trap. It's handmade.
Right.
Well, that's so. The thing, though, is like the bargaining is, it's fun. Mm. You're right. I mean, yeah, at the end of the day,
right,
it shouldn't be about the money, but it's fun. My dad always was like super like, start at 10%. What they ask. My dad like cut him low. He goes, so you're asking for 1,000. You
just
go,
take off the kneecaps.
You just go, no, I want it for 100. They go, what the fuck? And you go, all right, I guess I'll go somewhere else. Then you leave and they're like, oh, okay. What about 700? Like, I don't know, man. 100 sounded really good to me. He goes, please, man. Like, I have. He did this in China to some woman. She goes, please, I have my kids, brought the kids out. The whole thing, you know, the whole rigmarole.
Did they sing?
Like, they're like, yeah, they did. They sang, money, money, money. Money. My dad was like, it's pretty good. I'll pay him. Paying the full thou. But no, and they go, look at my kids. They're hungry. They're crying. Do you not want them to eat? And he goes, I do want them to eat. I want to give them 100. Looks like you don't want them to eat because you don't want to do business. And it's just constantly just the back and forth.
Have you seen him at a car dealership?
Oh, yeah. He's great. He's great in a way that I don't have that in me. I don't know if you have that.
In terms of what?
Just like getting a deal.
No.
I'm not a real like deal getter.
No. I also just don't want to look at anybody's face for that long. You understand? Like, you understand? This should end, 15 minutes.
Transaction.
Yeah.
Just in and out.
Yeah. But I mean, so your dad goes in. What's his angle? What's like his?
There's no angle. It's just start at 10%. Go from there. Wow. He likes 10%. Dude, 10, I know, it's so funny. It's almost so ridiculous.
$1,000 for this guy.
Thank God he's not a judge on Shark Tank. That'd be miserable.
Yeah. I can't buy that. I'll give you 1% of what you're asking for. But I think he just likes the game. It's just a game to him.
He's addicted to the thrill.
The thrill of it. The back getting and forth. Yeah, dude. It's like trolling. It's the original form of like going on a message board and just trolling.
He does this.
You know what I'm saying?
Alan, you a haggler? You can haggle?
I've tried. I tried doing the car thing. I did the walkout.
The walkout's smart.
Yeah, they just let me walk out. They didn't I had to come back the next day.
I had to walk here. I have the car available. Oh, it's so funny to me. Just watching Alan walk out and be like, he'll be back. oh my God. I'm a shark.
Dude, so they didn't follow up with you or anything?
Dude, that's so LA. I don't think LA car dealerships give a shit.
Really?
They're like, there's so many people that live here, constantly are here. Like, in small towns, you can do that. You can walk out.
Right.
Even like, places where they just value that more, but LA, they don't give a shit.
Wow.
I think it's an LA thing. I don't think they like buy into like, all right, go ahead.
Wow.
Where are you gonna go?
So this is a non-haggling city.
I think LA, you can't really haggle. Was it? I don't think I've ever haggled for anything in LA. Well, I think.
What'd you haggle?
I think I haggled. This is so. I haggled these meat patties from this Jamaican food stand at a farmer's market. At a farmer's market.
How low did you get them?
I ended up getting 2 for $5, and I think they wanted to do 2 for like $6 or $7. And I was like, I have $5 on it.
Oh, it was a forced haggle because you didn't have
it. It was a forced haggle, but maybe I did have a credit card.
For Jamaican beef patty.
You know what, man?
It's good, though.
I do remember the one time I did haggle.
Mm.
I was under 21 at a liquor store.
Wow.
Yeah.
The balls on you, man.
Yeah, wow. Yeah. We're setting up a house party, and it was like, yo, we need alcohol, right? We're all in high school. Mm. Like, yo, we need alcohol. Mm-hmm. And so all these kids come in, pitch in, give me their money, right? It's like $1,200. Just all come. This is going to be like a huge thing.
$100.
$1,200.
$1,200?
Yeah. I'm talking like the football, like everybody came
a
in.
A whole stimulus in. Check.
Wow. A whole stimulus check.
Wow.
Chipped in. And it was like, cool. That was my only responsibility, find the alcohol.
This is very much like Super Bad, by the way. You had an opportunity here.
Yeah. It was a real opportunity. You want me to go to the whole story?
No, I mean, so you were... you were charged with getting everybody alcohol for this party, right?
Okay, first of all, I was in charge with no crimes.
Okay. I realize charge is a very, yeah, for sure, very divisive verb to use.
Seriously, no, I was not charged with any crimes, nor was a business owner. This was a mutually
legal transaction.
Right.
You
right.
were a anointed the responsibility.
Right.
To get alcohol for this party.
Right. Huge party. All these kids come together. They chipped in $1,200 cash.
$1,200.
And I was like, boom. I know I'm not 21. Where can I find this alcohol?
Mm-hmm. With $1,200.
Right. That who will give it to me?
And you were 18, 16, 17, whatever, 17. High school. 17. First of all, have you ever had $1,200 in your hands?
Absolutely not.
Yeah, that's gotta be crazy.
Honestly, I thought about just moving to another school. There were moments.
Wait a minute. I have an out.
Right. There were moments when I was literally driving the car and I was like, I should just move to Miami.
I don't. This is enough for Miami.
Right. Right.
I was like, teen logic.
What is anyone doing buying this? Yeah, oh no. Yeah. God. So that was a real thing. So, yeah, I was like, where am I going to find a liquor store that's going to buy me all this alcohol?
Mm-hmm.
That I'll sell it to someone who's not under 21. Right. So I went to a brand new liquor store that just opened up. And what I did was go in there. It was ran by an Indian dude.
Shout out.
Yeah, shout out to him. And it was just a new business. He needed the business.
That's the thing, man. Indians, we right. don't have those standards that these, affluent whites have.
No. Dude, in L.A., you can't, like, if they ask for your ID and you don't have it, you're not even getting a chance. Mm. They're just petrified.
Mm-hmm.
And there is a lot of undercover sting operations out here.
Mm.
But all that to an Indian person means nothing.
You know, yo, that's the thing, too.
That means absolutely nothing.
I mean, look at VJ, dude. he'll go undercover for anything.
As anyone.
Yeah, VJ just wants to be a
right.
maritime actor.
You know? And he never got arrested for this.
Daily Player? No. Wow. He didn't get arrested.
So you didn't get no
he made a book. He wrote a book about it. He didn't get arrested. That's privilege. That's true privilege.
True. I hope he got some of those scholarships, though.
It sounds like he wasn't shit. So it seems like he wasn't shit. That's really why he had to pretend to be black.
Yeah.
Because, you know, that's what I wonder, too. Like, because that's the thing. He's saying it like he wanted to prove the hypocrisy of affirmative action. That's not why you get into something.
Right.
You get into something because you're backed into a corner.
Right.
And probably your whole family's like, you fucking failed. And then you're like, all right, well, I'll show you failure.
Right.
You know? And then, right. Like, that's sick, bro.
You know what? I don't think it's sick.
Sick, not like cool, like sick, like an illness.
Sorry. like an illness. Like you think something like mentally wrong.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You think he's a genius. You think he's like gaming the system.
You can understand. The kind of pressure he's under for him to do this. Do you understand? You know the culture.
I get it. Yeah, I get it.
His sister is Mindy Kaling. He has to make something happen here.
There's a lot of pressure.
Right.
Dude, what if he was like, well, Mindy got into acting, so
right.
I'll do it just in a different, maybe not for cameras.
For sure. I mean, he probably found out he's not a good writer before he got to this point. Someone sat him down and was like, this isn't for you.
Yeah, I looked at the book. It was like co-written with somebody else.
Right.
He didn't even write his own.
Right. Oh, for real? He didn't even write his own shit?
Like co-written with somebody.
Oh, my God. This guy's broke as fuck. Yeah, that's hilarious, dude.
Mindy sat him down and was like, hey, we got your office spec.
It's called Mindy's Brother.
Right.
He hangs out with Daryl and the guys in the warehouse.
Right.
And it's totally chill.
What if he wants to play a black guy in the show? Just one of the warehouse guys. You can't be one of the warehouse.
You can't, man.
You can't be Craig Robinson. Okay.
Man. But no, yeah. I mean, I just think he's I just think he ain't shit. I think he gets an ain't shit award and he's famous for it. And that's the thing. A bunch of Indians are getting famous for doing ain't shit stuff.
Man, I respect them.
So.
Yeah, because they do a lot. Look, they do a lot of nonsense, but when they do it, it's the best of its kind.
Yeah, man. I think giving Indians too much credit.
You think so?
like these types of Indians just get on for
and
like
what kind of Indians are they?
Pretending to be black, like that's just weird, man.
I'm for it.
It's weird as fuck. Well, like, listen, we're gonna be split on this. I don't think there's enough time in this episode.
Listen,
too.
He's coming to my next barbecue. He's coming to my next barbecue. Really? We joke about him a lot, but in reality, Mindy is a sweet person. She's a very sweet person.
Yo, right. So you used to deliver Postmates to Mindy. And other celebs.
I was a personal driver. A personal food runner.
She was like, her brother saw that you got hired. He's like, fuck, man. Could have done that.
right. Yeah, man, dude, I don't know, man. It was cool, man. It was cool. She, man, lives in a, you know, she lives in a nice home or whatever. But yeah, this was a nice part of West LA. And, you know, it was nice. It was a Chinese night, obviously.
For Mindy?
Yeah.
So you picked up at the Chinese restaurant.
Yeah, it was a really nice Chinese place.
Sure.
And yeah, get to her house, nice house. Mm. And I was kind of pissed. A lot of stairs to get to this. Immediately, I was pissed off when I got to the house. I went to the house. I was like, I don't know who's behind this door, but I hate them.
They wanted you to climb the Great Wall of China.
Right. Right. Bit, yeah. So I get up to these stairs and I ring the bell, and it's like people do this thing with the Ring doorbells where like they speak before anything. You ring the bell and they just start speaking. And it scares you. The Ring doorbells, like you know.
It's like one of the speakers?
Yeah. You know, on the Ring, they put, you see the person and you can speak to them.
Oh, yeah, right? Yeah.
Oh,
wow.
You can do this from like your phone, like while you're in another country. It's insane.
Damn.
Yeah, my parents love it. My parents love it.
Okay.
So, and that's what she did. She's like, I'm like, whoa, scared me, right? I'm like, cool. Right. All of a sudden, she opens the door. I don't see anybody. I got to look down like 2 feet.
Whoa.
Super short.
Oh, short.
Yeah, she's in her pajamas.
Wow.
Her door was super adorable. And she was just the sweetest person in the world. She was I fanboyed. I'm not going to lie.
Really?
I fanboyed, man.
Wow.
Fanboyed.
What'd you say?
You know, I just started like uttering everything she's ever done.
Wow.
And she just looked at me like, yeah, I know I did those things.
And your PJ sister.
Yeah, and her PJ.
Oh, my God. Do you know VJ?
Right.
I gave him $1,200 once in high school.
He never came back.
Oh my God, man. So that's the thing. Like, I thought Mindy Kaling was my personal favorite, like, thing that she did was in The Office.
Yeah.
I thought that was, like, her funniest role. And Mindy Project was fun and funny, but I don't know. I just preferred
it. Like, she literally carved her own thing into that.
Yeah, that was really. And that's interesting, too, because, like, that type of, like, humor, like, kind of, like, disparaging, like, I can't get a guy kind of thing. And, like, so fucking funny and nuanced, but I'm just, like, bringing it down. Like, Lena Dunham, like, co-opted that shit.
Right.
And made Girls, but, like, did it in a way that ruined it. Her Kelly Kapoor in The Office, it's like there's still some fun to the way she's like painting the story. Maybe I'm just drawing a comparison because I don't like Lena Dunham, but maybe she fucking co-opted that shit. I don't know.
It could be a possibility. It could be a possibility for sure. I mean, it's obvious she could just write herself in anything, you know, and do it well.
That's true.
You know, I was just though she was just so cool about the whole thing. But I was just surprised, like, just celebrities are just cool with people.
Yeah.
Coming to, because there was a part of me that was just like, maybe like I fanboyed out too hard. And I don't know if she was like, I think I have to move to a different house.
Yeah.
You know, like, so I always wondered, like, man, I can't believe. And she's not the only one. There's like a few that just open their doors and their boxers. And they're just
crazy.
And it's, you know, that's cool. That's cool.
What did she, like, you know, somebody like that famous, like, they strike you in person in a certain way? Like, how did she come off? Like, on like a personal, like,
on a personal,
you can
level,
like, feel the vibration off of their body when they speak.
The whole thing just screamed politeness.
Really?
You know? This was a really late order, late at night.
Mm.
You understand?
So you were doing her a favor, almost.
That too. But I do give her props, though, because this was like 11-something at night. You look in the Ring doorbell, you see a big black dude.
Mm-hmm.
You open that door?
Yeah.
She goes, hey, might be my brother.
VJ!
VJ!
Oh God. Taking a break. Good. I'm on winter break from FAMU.
That explains so much.
It really
that
does.
Explains so much.
Finally, my brother came to visit me.
I'm sure there were people she could have sent. That explains so much.
God, man. That was great. That was great, Alan. Wow. I was like up there.
Yeah,
I was up there in the end.
Yeah, dude. I think this is a great way to go out, man.
I think this is solid, man.
This is a great way.
Despite everything, the
for sure, we've had our ups and downs.
Our ups and downs are back and forth.
Absolutely.
But in the end,
somebody's trying to stop us.
Who?
I don't know. It just feels that way.
Somebody.
Somebody's trying, like, you know, like just to have, keep having these problems over and over again.
You think that's the tech problem?
Yeah. You think that's a coincidence? Well, I think it's the Chinese now.
Listen, man. If we want to go out on the Chinese, I'm down.
Okay. Actually, let's not.
No, let's, that. Not,
let's, not
do that.
Let's not go
that's
out on the
not,
Chinese.
That's not it.
Papaya 9, not news with Neil and Jonas. Papaya 9, not news.